Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are listening on the phone and later on the recording and also on the radio on this blessed Sabbath, March 25th, 2017. This is lesson 223, chapter 48, entitled Who is the Greatest, Part 4. The opening hymn to our study today is entitled When He Cometh. This is also found in the hymn book. This is number 218. Thank you so much, dear sister. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Sabbath lesson one, can you hear me? I would like to say a scratching song, please. Our Father, who shred in heaven, hath thy name. A kingdom come, thou will be there in earth as it is in heaven. Give us day our daily bread and fill us our sins, give us our debts. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from evil, the thine kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord indeed. Dear ones, the opening scripture to our study today is taken from Psalms 18, verse 35 on the King James Version, and it reads, Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand has held me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled, Who is the Greatest in our study book, Desire of Ages? If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Isaiah 66:1. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest?
Isaiah 66:2. For all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor, and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word.
Right.
Luke chapter, Mark chapter 9, verse 38. And Jan
answered
them, saying,
Master,
we saw one casting out
devils
in thy name, and he followed not us.
We forbade
him because he followed not us.
But Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. Mark 9:43. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, like the fire that never shall be quenched.
Mark 9:44. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9:45. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter half into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, dear ones, we will cover page 437 through 438. We are in Desire of Ages, page 437.
Again, Jesus explained to the disciples that his kingdom is not characterized by earthly dignity and display. At the feet of Jesus, all these distinctions are forgotten. The rich and the poor, the learned and the ignorant meet together with no thought of caste or preeminence. All meet as blood-bought souls, alike dependent upon one who has redeemed them to God.
In continuing the reading, Sabbath Blessings Everyone, Desire of Ages, page 437, the sincere, contrite soul is precious in the sight of God. He places his own signet upon men, not by their rank, not by their wealth, not by their intellectual greatness, but by their oneness with God. Amen. The Lord of glory is satisfied with those who are meek and lowly in heart. Thou hast also given me, said David, the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness, as the elements in the human character, has made me great. Psalm chapter 18, verse 35, Desire of Ages, page 437, paragraph 3. And also on the slide, it says, precious in his sight. It says, thy gentleness has made me great. That's a reference from Psalm 18, chapter 35. The whole scripture is, ye have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand has held me up, and your gentleness had made me great. Once again, that's from Psalm chapter 18, verse 35. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, where do all meet as blood-bought souls, where distinctions are forgotten, where rich and poor, the learned and the ignorant, met together? No thought of case or worldly preeminence? And who are precious in the sight of God, and by what does he place his own signet upon men? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, Babala.
At the feet of Jesus, all meet as blood bought souls, alike dependent upon one who has redeemed them to God. And the sincere, contrite soul, he placed his own signet upon men, not by their rank, but not by their wealth, not by their intellectual greatness, but by their oneness with Christ.
So let's learn a beautiful hymn together, dear ones. Once entitled, sitting at the feet of Jesus, and our dear Sister Grace will be the one to share it.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear Him say. Happy place on earth so precious, may it find me there each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past. For His love have been so gracious, it has won my heart at last. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrows, and where weary finds sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. Why from His fullness I gather grace and comfort every day.
Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, said Jesus, receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. Thus saith the Lord, though heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Isaiah 66:1-2, Desire of Ages, page 437, paragraph 4.
Amen.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Sorry about that. Desire of Ages, page 437. And the Savior's words awaken in the disciples' feeling of self-distrust. No one has specially pointed out in reply, but John was led to question whether in one case his action had been right. With the spirit of a child, he led the matter before Jesus. Master, he said, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us, and he forbade him before the following, because he followed not us. Desire Pages, page 437.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, who did Jesus say that whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, whom have they received? And what did the Savior's words awaken in the disciples? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Jesus said, receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me. Receive not me, but him that sent me. And the Savior's words awakened in the disciples a feeling of self-distrust.
Desire of Ages, page 437. James and John had thought that in checking this man, they had had in view their Lord's honor. They began to see that they were jealous for their own. They acknowledged their error and accepted the reproof of Jesus. Forbade him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. None who show themselves in any way friendly to Christ were to be repulsed. Next slide, please. Continuing, there were many who had been deeply moved by the character and the work of Christ and whose hearts were opening to Him in faith. And the disciples who could not read motives must be careful not to discourage these souls. When Jesus was no longer personally among them, and the work was left in their hands, they must not indulge in narrow, exclusive spirit, but manifest the same far-reaching sympathy that they had seen in their master.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, What were the disciples who could not read motives be careful of doing and not to indulge in when Jesus was no longer personally among them and the work was left in their hands? If you know the answer to the question, dear one. Popular.
They must be careful not to discourage the souls who had been deeply moved by the character and the work of Christ and whose heart were opening to him in faith, and they must and they must not indulge a narrow, exclusive spirit, but manifest the same far-reaching sympathy which they had seen in their master.
Desire of Ages, page 438. The fact that one does not in all things conform to our personal ideas or opinions will not justify us in forbidding him to labor for God. Christ is the great teacher. We are not to judge or command, but in humility each is to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of him. Every soul whom God has made willing is a channel through which Christ will reveal his pardoning love. How careful we should be lest we discourage one of God's light bearers and thus intercept the rays that he would have shined to the world. Desire of Ages, page 438, paragraph 1.
Question, boys and girls. Would we be justified in forbidding souls to labor for God who do not conform to our own personal ideas or opinion? And what will every soul be as whom God has made a willing channel? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah.
No, Christ is the great teacher. We are not to judge or to condemn,
command,
but in humility with each is to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of him, and every soul God has made willing is a channel through which Christ will reveal his
harshness.
Shown by a
disciple
towards when whom Christ was drawing must
such
then what
and
act as that of John in forbidding one to walk miracles in Christ's name might result in turning the feet into the path of the
enemies
and causing the
loss
of the
a
soul
rather
than for one to do this, said Jesus. It is
sounded out
being
bet is two teased bet
for
no. What is the word? Sound it out.
Before.
Mm-mm. That's T, not an F.
Better for him that a
millstone
were
hanged about his neck.
And he was
cast
into the sea.
Desire of Ages, page 438. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Whether one dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Mark 9, verses 43 to 45, from Desire of Ages, 438.2. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What would be the result should a disciple show harshness and coldness towards one whom Christ was drawing? And rather than for one to do this, what did Jesus say about such a person? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble
up. Such an act as that might result in turning the feet into the path of the enemy and causing the loss of a soul, and as of that of John in forbidding one to work miracles in Christ's name. And Jesus said, it is better for him that a millstone were hang about his neck and he were...
Desire of Ages, page 138. Why this earnest language than which none can be stronger? Because the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Shall his disciples show less regard for the souls of their fellow men than the majesty of heaven has shown? Every soul has cast an infinite price, and how terrible is the sin of turning one soul away from Christ, so that for him the Savior's love and humiliation and agony shall have been in vain. Desire of Ages, page 438, paragraph 4. Oh, and on the top slide, it was says, for the Son of Man, it is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke
19:10. Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls. Why did the Savior speak this earnest language than which none can be stronger? And how important it is for all to value this great regard for these precious souls? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Because Christ, the Son of Man, he is come to save that which was what
most
lost, his disciples shout
shall greater
regard for the souls of your
their men
than the
majesty
of heaven was as
shown
in every lost
soul and all appear
cast
cause an O
cause
good
and
infinite as an I good price
and
how
terrible is the sin of
turning
one soul away.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, Layla. Let's learn a beautiful Spirit of Prophecy song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book Step to Christ in page 52. From the series Encouraging Quotes.
Jesus loves to have us come to him. Just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, dependent. Just as we are, just as we are. We may come with all our weakness, our folly, our sinfulness, and fall at His feet in penitence, just as we are, just as we are. It is His glory to encircle us in the arms of His love, and to bind up our wounds, to cleanse us from all impurity. Jesus loves to have us come to Him, just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, dependent, steps to Christ, page 52.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful song. Well, dear ones, we have come to the section where we ask all the little ones to come very close, because our dear brother Dick will do story time.
It's story time. Ready for the Lord's giving strength to the soccer for them that fear Him. To fear God means to know the mercy of God. And one of three kind characters. You see, the devil told the people that God was God. So Daniel the world that He gave up His Son, where He was seeking Him to draw a character to the sea. He has kindness and love and heart that He has created. Continuing. In His prayer for His disciples, He says, I have glorified Thee in the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest Me to do. I have manifested or shown Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest Me out of the world. In other words, Jesus had shown God's character to His disciples by His actions and His teachings. Continuing. Jesus came into the world to illustrate or show to, by His actions, the character of God in His own life, and He swept back the misapprehensions, or cleared away in their thinking the lies that Satan had originated, and revealed the glory of God. It was only by living among men that He could reveal the mercy, compassion, or sympathy, and love of His Heavenly Father, for it was only by acting the actions of benevolence or kindness that He could set forth or show the grace of God. The unbelief of men was deep-seated. Deep-seated means that they had believed the lie of Satan that God was cruel for so long that it was hard for them to believe that God was really loving. Continuing. And yet they could not resist the testimony of His God-like example and His deeds of love and truth. Jesus showed us what God was like. The bounties or blessings of God's providence, or things that God provides, speak to every soul, confirming Christ's testimony to the supreme goodness of His Father. The Lord would have His people realize that the blessings bestowed upon any object of creation or given to any of His creation are proportionate or equal to the place that object occupies in the scale of creation. Man were created above animals. If even the wants of dumb animals are supplied, can we appreciate or be happy with the blessings which God will be?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. And praise the Lord that the Lord allowed the mic to be able to come through. So, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And next week, by God's grace, we will continue with part 5 of our lesson entitled, Who is the Greatest, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mummies or daddies, would like to close with prayer, bubble out.
Thank you for letting us pray. You say amen.
Amen. And I would like to add to that prayer as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sparing my voice that I may be able to do your work and glorify your name. Thank you for allowing all that was done today to your glory according to your will. Amen. Next Sabbath, dear ones, we will continue with chapter 48, part 5, Who is the Greatest? And that will be held, dear ones, on April 1st, 2017. We have also created activity for the whole family to enjoy and continue this beautiful study that we can be able to be a channel for the Word of God to continue to reach hearts and allow them to come boldly to the throne of grace and at the feet of Jesus learn of Him, that as they learn of Him every day, that they may be able to change to His likeness. Not only those that will be given the message, but also ourselves. May you all have a blessed Sabbath, dear ones, and a peaceful one.